On Friday, the USF Board of Trustees voted to hire Stephen Corral as the next university system president. WUSF's Mark Schreiner has been following the search process, and he talked to WUSF's Lisa Peeks about why they picked Corral.
The big thing is that he checked off all the boxes. That was the phrase that the trustees used when they announced the decision. Corral started as a university fundraiser at 23 years old. So that's a big thing, raising money. He served as a primary investigator on a number of research projects. So he has the research box. The main thing that they were looking for as well from whoever the president was and the traits that the four finalists shared was one, that they had worked at a university that's a member of the Association of American Universities, AAU Universities, which is a goal of USF. The other thing, of course, multi-campus university experience. Corral has experience both at the UC Davis and SMU, which are multi-campus universities. Those are the things that they were really looking for, and that's what they got with him.
Well, tell me about the search process.
Lisa, it basically started about 6 months ago in September of last year when President Judy Genschaft announced her retirement. A 15-member search committee was named using trustees, faculty, a student, other representatives of the community. They also hired a search firm. Now, the search firm did a bulk of the work in terms of first identifying potential candidates, taking referrals for potential candidates, and also accepting applicants. Now, in that first case, potential candidates, you had people on this list who either didn't know they were on the list or didn't return phone calls from that search firm. So other people on that list also didn't want to apply. And you don't want to apply because what happens is because of Florida's sunshine laws and the transparency involved there, their names would be released publicly if they did apply. Sometimes you don't want your current employer to know that you're looking for another job. They ended up with a list of just over 30 names. The search committee took those names, quickly whittled it down to four finalists. Those four finalists were, one, sent about 500 pages worth of material about USF.
Wow.
Yeah, so they could know everything they ever needed to know about the university. And they were also flown in. They did one day of interviews with the Presidential Search Committee, one day of interviews where they went to all three campuses and spoke to the people there. And then on Friday, they sat down with the Board of Trustees for one more round of interviews. And from there, the vote was done.
Judy Genschaft is going to be remembered for establishing USF as a premier research institution, of course, preeminence and also financial stability. What might Stephen Corral focus on in his early tenure?
Probably his number one job of the first year is going to be meeting the accreditation deadlines that are coming with the consolidation of the three USF campuses. The other thing that fits into that mission is maintaining the preeminent status for USF. When you consolidate the universities together, some of the performance metrics that USF currently meets just through the Tampa campus, which is preeminent, the combined university, some of those metrics fall short. The mission in the next few months is to get those numbers back up to where they need to be so USF maintains preeminence.
As far as confirmation, is it a done deal or are there next steps?
Next steps come this week. The State University System Board of Governors is meeting in Tallahassee, where they will vote on Corral as the new president. Also, some negotiations going on regarding his contract. And there is one final full background check that needs to be completed.
Due diligence. And Mark, you've done yours in keeping us apprised of the process, and we know that we can depend on you for what's ahead in the coming week.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fascinating time. For the first time in 20 years, the University of South Florida has a new president.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.